This hour of the Jason Rancho brought to you by PRMIseattle.com, primary residential mortgage. Lots of news happening all around the world and right here at home. So let's find out what's trending.
What's trending at home?
Oh, some great news to start off the 4 p.m. hour. And I hope you can tell by my tone, this isn't great news whatsoever. In fact, I'm just going to mock it. Governor Inslee is out there with now a $400 million, what they're calling over at Como TV, stepped up plan to tackle climate change, which is weird because our climate change fighting superhero in Jay Inslee has been an utter failure while fighting climate change. And yet he wants us to trust him with even more money for him to squander. This is someone who, despite being in power for as long as he has, carbon emissions in this state have gotten worse, not better under him, despite his plans, despite his policies, despite, frankly, his brand. He has a brand about being pro-environment, fighting for the environment. His brand does not match up with any of his actions. You can't really point to anything significant that he has done that has made the environment better off. There are some simple things that can be done that he refuses to spend time on. He'll talk about the fires that we experience every single year. He'll talk about it. He'll tell you about the burnt homes, the charred remains, the people who lost everything, and he'll do it with a sense of sort of this like maudlin tone with the one tear dripping down his left eye, because it's hard to cry in both your eyes. He'll come out there and he'll tell you that. And he'll show his compassion. I believe him to be compassionate on that. Most human beings would be compassionate in a situation like that. But the one thing that's really easy to do, like putting money into forest management, clearing out dead wood that is easily combustible and spreads very quickly, he won't commit to that. He won't just put his energy and efforts into that. And no, climate change is not getting started, is not behind these fires in that, oh, it's climate change and a fire happened. No, that's not what happens. That's why fires don't just suddenly happen in, say, Seattle or Tacoma or in Everett or in Bellingham. They don't just start out of nowhere. You've got dead, dry wood, brush that's not getting cleared. And when you don't clear all of that stuff and a fire does happen, and it's almost always because of a man-caused fire. Whenever that happens and you don't clear the brush, well, guess what? The fire spreads quickly because there's not enough empty space between the combustible wood or brush that's dead that doesn't need to be there. It's expensive to fix that. And if you fix that and you get this issue under control, well, guess what? You can't exploit it to claim climate change. And this is coming from someone who believes in climate change. I believe that climate's changing. I'm an environmentalist. I'm a conservative one. But Governor Jay Inslee isn't interested in that. He wants to change. He wants to change policies and your behaviors because of an underlying anti-capitalist position. And that's generally what you get from some of the most extreme folks on the left who talk about climate change. There are environmentalists who all agree on some basic things, right and left. People who don't even consider themselves to be environmentalists. Everyone seems to agree on some basic stuff. That's always been the case. So why haven't we seen any significant progress? It's because of activists who are extremely anti-capitalist, who are trying to destroy capitalism all in the name of protecting the environment when it's nothing to do with the environment and everything to do with the economic system that we have in play. Governor Jay Inslee is very far to the left, and he is part of the big reason why people aren't getting anything done on this. So he wants a new $600 million plan.
Climate change is not merely a graph on a slide deck.
No, but it is a grift that you're pushing in this way. Climate change isn't, but the way you're pushing it is.
Narrow pointed at calamity. It's found in the eyes of the people who saw floods go through their windows in Everson last month. And the evacuees who returned to see the charred ruins of their homes in Malden. Or the people in the Colville tribes who lost 600,000 acres of commercial timber to wildfire.
He uses their tragedy in ways to give his speech some flourishments, flowery language. He does that all the time. He likes to talk in rhyme. He likes to talk with alliteration. He likes the rhetorical flourishes that he can include whenever it is he can include them. And he'll happily use someone's tragedy to do that. But he doesn't actually tell us what his plan is beyond, well, we want to give more money to people to switch to electric cars, even though people, number one, don't want electric cars. Number two, they're still prohibitively expensive given what they're able to provide the consumer. And then number three, we don't even have the infrastructure in place in any meaningful way to make it so that people can conveniently own these cars. Oh, by the way, at the same time, we're getting rid of all of our roads, so you can't even drive anyway. And by the way, I'm going to punish the people who don't want to get electric cars by installing an even higher gas tax. And once you do end up getting rid of your gas-guzzling car to go the electric route, even though there's not really a reason to do that just yet for most people, we're going to start tracking where you drive so we can make sure we tax you there because you're no longer buying gas. It is a total scam, and the money is unaccountable. That was a point that State Representative Mary Dye made. She's a Republican from Pomeroy, friend of the show, spoke to Como.
I would caution, you know, money that isn't earmarked for climate to be used for the things that it's earmarked for and not to spend it in that way. I just think it sends a bad message to start using, you know, coronavirus money on those kinds of things that aren't COVID related.
Yep. You know, when we say we're going to spend $600 million on that, they're just, oh, we're going to take it from COVID relief. Oh, we're going to do this, that, and the other thing. Oh, we're going to do it for COVID relief. Oh, we're going to give teachers more money. Oh, just pretend it's for COVID relief. I mean, you're going to close the schools anyway. Go ahead and do it. We see this happening over and over and over again, and over again some more. And it never seems to stop because we allow it. Now, right now, we're allowing it in a begrudging way because we don't have control in Olympia, not yet. Soon we will. If you vote, if you get active, if you don't screw things up or help screw things up by adopting crazy positions that make it very, very easy for the left to exploit in the media and then paint a broad brush about all Republicans. That's why, by the way, I pushed so hard, like I did last hour, against the idea of stolen elections. When the left says it, it's absolutely dumb. When the right says it, it's dumb unless you've got the evidence, and you don't. And so people who are still pushing this idea that all elections are stolen, people who have no clue what it is they're talking about, who lean into conspiracy theories because they're conspiratorial to begin with, they do damage. The folks who say, well, because this one Republican doesn't agree with me on this one issue. I mean, all the other issues were in lockstep, but on this one issue, that means he's a rhino. She's a rhino, and I'm not going to support them. Well, good for you. You just made it harder for us to get Governor Jay Inslee in control. He needs a check. He has none. Right now, he has no check on his power. Not in Olympia, because we have ceded too much power to the extremists. So let us be reminded of how out of control he is by pointing to this latest scheme, $600 million for climate change pledges that won't do anything. Let's use this as a reminder that we have a lot of work that we still need to do. It can't just be sitting on the expectation of a red wave. 1-800-465-8770 if you want to join the conversation. Send me a text. 1-800-465-8770. Don't forget, I'll be on Fox News at night later this evening, 9:45 or 9:40. Can't remember. Don't remember the topics, but it's going to be great. I promise.
Wow, and you then, really just sold that.
Yeah,
for me.
And then tomorrow I'll be on Varney and Company on Fox Business at 7:40 on the same topics. I can't remember.
Are you sure it's 7:40?
I'm definitely sure it's 7:40 because I said to myself, I might sleep into... Oh, never mind.
Bummer.
Yeah. It's all good.
We all feel so bad for you.
Oh, shut up. Just push the button.
What's trending? The Biden administration.
It's so fascinating that politicians sometimes don't even try to cover themselves when they are turning on the person that they said they supported. And oh my God, it just takes one especially bad week and some horrific polling for politicians to show their loyalty. They are turning on President Biden so fast. And it's shocking it's taken this long. But part of the reason why it's taken so long is that the reason why Biden is doing so poorly in the polls is because his views are unpopular. His views are being driven by the base of the Democratic Party and a lot of these politicians in positions of power that in a meaningful way, not some random congressperson you haven't seen before or ever heard of before, who's on no committees that are important. You don't generally want to turn on your own ideas if they're being championed by the most powerful person in this country, which should scare the living heck out of you, thinking of Joe Biden that way. But not only have we seen media outlets that are traditionally supportive of Biden, like CNN and MSNBC, going after him and calling him out, but now you're seeing some Democrats who are high profile. For example, on CBS Mornings, Elizabeth Warren was on. And granted, the senator is not going to be eager to support Joe Biden because she wants to run for president again and face a humiliating loss. But it was fascinating how she chose to answer a question from who?
Nate Burleson.
And he's who?
Former Viking, Seahawk, and Detroit Lion.
And you're not entirely sure he's the same guy on CBS News, but he looks just like him.
No, I'm sure.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
Okay. So, do you believe he's up for the job? He is running for president. That's your answer? Do you believe he's up for the job? Joe Biden is president. Do you believe Joe Biden is up for the job? Today is Tuesday. Yes, all things you've said are correct, and they're answers to questions I did not ask. Do you believe that Joe Biden is up for the job? Well, you see, Nate, you're Nate, right? Oh, I used to love when you were playing for the Seahawks. That was really great. And I just, ma'am, you are now just completely getting us off track. But thank you. I was very good on the Seahawks, and they didn't treat me well. And by the way, Russell Wilson is definitely looking to go elsewhere, but his contract will prevent him from really doing anything meaningful. So why are we pretending about this?
That's also what Elizabeth Warren said when asked about Biden.
Well, that was Nate. Oh, it's hard because I don't do voices. And I don't want to do Elizabeth Warren's voice because I don't feel like pretend crying right now, which she always sounds like she's about to pretend cry.
Isn't that cultural appropriation anyways?
Yeah, I can't take away from the white people pretending to be Native Americans.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
And by the way, you don't have to say, let me ask you a question about... So just ask the question.
No,
just get into the question.
He's doing a job.
You know, let me ask you, Senator. I'm going to ask you a question right here about something that's going to happen in the future potentially, and I'm going to ask you to weigh in on that with a direct answer that you're not going to provide, and then I'll provide a follow-up, and then you're also going to evade that question to begin with. Here it is.
It's like when
you ready?
Say, let me play this clip, and then
yeah.
They play the clip.
Let me play this clip.
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
His approval ratings are some of the lowest that they've been for a very long time.
I understand that, but remember, we've just finished the first quarter. We're just starting into the second quarter here. So we've got a lot of time, a lot of work in front of us.
So is she counting the first year as a quarter? Or is she talking about we just finished a quarter, like Q4? And the reason why I asked that is because there is a new poll out that just came out yesterday by Gallup. And it looks quarter to quarter, literal quarters in a year, not counting a year as a quarter. She might have gotten wind of this before she did her interview, because there was a time in and a year ago in which voters identified as Democrats in larger numbers than they did Republicans. Gallup, as a poll, this question historically has had those exact same numbers. In that case, there was, I believe it was a 9-point margin. Democrats at 49 to Republican voters at 40. The remaining numbers are people like, I don't know how I identify. Okay, fine. That was a year ago. We ended 2021 with a flip, where now Republicans are up by 5 points in 47 to 42. So 47% of those who were polled now better identify with the Republican Party than they do with the Democrat Party. Now, already going into a poll where the numbers lean Democrat, having that kind of swing in just a year, that is significant. And that tells you that the poll from Quinnipiac that had Joe Biden at like negative 312 plus pi, that poll is legitimate. Because I generally don't like looking at one poll or even two polls. You have to get a lot of polls and get a general sense. You got to look at how many people were asked to weigh in and how they were asked. Fine. But everything tells us that he is deeply unpopular. And all of the polling is suggesting, yeah, that's more than just a feeling. That is a fact. And it makes sense because his policies have led to some bad results. He set himself up for failure in one part, and this I'm not going to blame him for. In a way, he is the victim of, a willing victim, but a victim nevertheless, of how the media treated him. The media was out to get Donald Trump. They would do anything to stop Donald Trump from winning re-election. They were out for blood. And so they pretended that Joe Biden, who has always been a little kooky, and certainly in the last several years, and certainly on the campaign trail, he was not all mentally up to the job, to put it lightly. And they covered for him. They pretended. They pretended that he was competent. And even though you knew he wasn't, and I knew he wasn't, even though as someone who talks about this on radio for a living, even though I know the intricacies of this, and most of you do as well, especially the ones who listen every single day for 3 hours a day, selflessly, I might add, not everyone does that. The vast majority of people don't do that. The vast majority of people don't watch cable news. The vast majority of people don't watch news, period. They'll watch local news, right, at night before going to bed. That's about it. And so the little snippets that they got over the course of the campaign and how it portrayed Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, they were given a specific narrative. He is the savior. He's going to save us from COVID. And then, of course, Joe Biden himself leaned into the same sort of nonsense. We will defeat COVID. I will defeat COVID. Except COVID has gotten worse as far as cases are concerned. Testing can't find any. He told us that there was no issue at the border. And for the longest time, you had outlets like CNN pretending nothing was wrong, but they all forgot that Twitter exists and Facebook exists, and it was pretty easy to find video of what was happening at the border. People who live in the southern states knew what was happening. Then you had folks from the administration and President Biden coming out there and say, I solved the supply chain crisis. I mean, first he said it didn't exist, then he acknowledged it, but then he said, I solved it. Except folks are going to the grocery stores and other retail stores and they're seeing empty shelves. Try buying a new cell phone right now. Try upgrading to the new iPhone, which has been out for several months. You're going to have at least a 2-week wait because they have to get them shipped. They're not even in stock in this country. People experience that. We were told Afghanistan's pullout was a huge rip-roaring success, except, of course, it cost the lives of a whole lot of people, including our troops. Because we made the decision, or we, Biden made the decision, to pull out the military before pulling out civilians. But we're supposed to believe that that was a rip-roaring success. We are being lied to on issues that are very, very easy to figure out because you experience them. If he lied to you about NAFTA, would you have any clue what was going on? No. If he lied about the national debt, just in a general sense, talked about GDP. If he just said GDP, most people, arguably everyone, including economists, would have no clue what's going on, what he's talking about. And you can get away with those kinds of lies. But you can't get away with lies that are easily provable via just a video or just a trip to a grocery store. And he continues to pretend that's what's going on. And by the way, if you don't vote for his voting rights bill, democracy itself will end. Just like there's nothing wrong at the border. Vote for our bill, this country will become as secure as the border. Our elections will become as secure as the border is right now. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yelp, Tacoma, Bremerton, Bothell.
This is the Big Local on the Jason Ranch Show.
Redmond, Sumner, Kent.
Stories about you, not about Seattle.
Hey, 4:30 on a weekday afternoon. That means it's time for the Big Local. Brought to you by Alpine Specialty Services at alpineclean.com. This is the part of the show where we completely ignore stories coming out of Seattle, and instead, we focus all of our attention on the communities you live in and care about most, and we start in Spokane. And I'll be honest, I don't quite understand this story, Peyton. It says, deputies in Spokane are looking for a dude who's been seen several times running around the city. He's a jogger, dummy. What do you think they're supposed to be doing?
Is he not on his New Year's resolution of health kick?
This is a dumb story. I mean, are things that slow in Spokane? They're like, oh, breaking news, there's a jogger around.
I didn't think Spokane was that slow in crime.
I didn't think so either. I don't understand. This is not that big of a deal.
Have you got past the headline yet?
Well, no. I mean, obviously, I'm not going to just get past the headline if it's a headline that that's
dumb. Did you
have
time to do show prep today?
Like, read the full story? Is that...
Yeah, like, read the story that...
I skimmed it.
You skimmed it?
Yeah. What I just read is the lead.
I think we should keep going into the story.
Hold on one second. Oh.
You see it now?
Well... They should have added a photo to the story.
You really think a photo would have done the story justice?
I mean, yeah. It would have.
I think a photo would have got that news outlet canned.
It's not on the internet. He's only wearing jogging shoes or running shoes when he's out for a run.
That's it.
Okay.
Just the shoes.
That's okay. They should have just said, fuck naked dude running around town. Cops on the lookout. That would have been better.
You want to tell this headline writer how to do their job?
Probably someone needs to. Local television sucks. They say, that makes more sense. They say the Spokane County Sheriff's Office said it's investigating reports of a naked dude in the Minnehaha Park. Is that Minnehaha? I don't know this park. The Beacon Hill area on a few occasions. So apparently it started last summer where a woman was like, I see this dude running around. It's all good. He's clothed at the time. But then she's all like, well, he forgot to get dressed this morning because he's all out running and he's totally nude except for his running shoes. At the time, he also had a medium-sized dog with him.
Really?
So my assumption is it was hot this summer. He was all like, I kind of can't get my workout in when it's this hot. Not all the electrolytes in the world will help me out. So he got fully nude and he went for a jog. And maybe he didn't think anyone would notice because it was early in the morning. It's still a little hot outside, but less people are out. So he went for a jog with his little dog. I'm in my head, it's a mixture of a German Shepherd, Rhodesian Ridgeback. I don't know why. That's just what I pictured in my head as this person. I spent more time picturing the dog, thankfully, than I did this dude. And she was all like, well, that's wrong. But, maybe it's a one-time thing. Maybe I hallucinated. She didn't. He continued to do it. But then he stopped until the winter. And then she was all like, it's that same dude again, still running.
In the winter?
In the winter. When it was 35 degrees outside, he was still running, still naked, except for his shoes. And at that point, she was all like, okay, it's certainly possible that this guy just runs a little hotter than normal people do. Like, he's just naturally a little hot. Or he's a perf.
I mean...
Because it's 35 degrees out, that's very clearly the only people... First of all, the only people who run in 35-degree weather as a starter is, like, pre-perf. There's something wrong with them. We just don't know what it is. So it's pre
marathon runners.
Yeah, it's
pre perv.
Well, yes, because I'm not saying they're pre something crazy with them or something. Oh. And so perv is one of the next possibilities, right? It could be I'm certainly open that all runners are they have the possibility of turning into serial killers, kidnappers. Yeah, that's on the list.
It's on the flow chart.
It's yeah, for sure. And so KXLY TV says, she was running while wearing a headlamp and again saw him running with his dog. This time he was completely naked except for his shoes. He did have an arm sleeve on and a headlamp, even though it was 35 degrees outside. It's a poorly phrased sentence because you would have put he was naked, like he was not wearing anything. You wouldn't say the headlamp at the end. You'd say he was also wearing a headlamp because that has nothing to do with the the temperature.
Are you going after the grammar here? Are you going after the guy who's running around naked in Spokane?
According to the sheriff's office, the woman ran past the man several times, but became concerned when she noticed his actions became more sexual in nature. Now, they don't say what that is. I'm assuming it was touching of some. That's my guess. Investigators recently heard from a second victim who reported similar experiences. So, they're describing the man as tall with brown hair and an athletic build. I have some thoughts. And, well, it's one big thought.
Okay.
With some probably angles that I will explore within just moments, because the thought is actually just very simple. The dude is naked, right?
Yeah.
I don't need a description other than look out for the naked dude who's running around. Why are you telling me that he's got brown hair and a medium to athletic build? That will describe pretty much half the population in well, things have gotten out of control with obesity. Probably a quarter of the people who, and actually that's probably even high, but a fraction of the people would be considered a suspect then. All you have to do is say, it's the naked dude. It's not like someone's going to go out and say, well, that guy's naked. Probably not, though, the same naked guy from, because he's blonde. I think it's actually kind of ginger. I'm actually not sure. It's like, is it blonde or is it brown? Is it maybe a little red? I don't know. Never mind. He's gone.
So,
talking about his hair.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure you were. Can't they, like, be, oh, you know, he also runs frequents down 8th Avenue, or give a little more specifics there so I know what street to avoid?
That doesn't matter, the location.
No,
it's just that he's naked. That's all that they need to know. When you see a naked dude who's running around, you call 911. But here's the thing. Now, it kind of depends. I don't know what the law is in Spokane, but in the city we don't talk about during this segment, you can be naked in public. It's not against the law. You can be doing, if you're doing something lewd while in public naked, that's different. But there used to be someone on a bicycle who would go up and down our street.
Just naked?
Completely naked. And then they've got that stupid solstice parade, which is just so dumb. If COVID kills anything, I hope it kills that permanently.
So what if the Spokane guy is just a nudist and this is just...
Well, again, there's not an issue other than a weirdo and no one wants to see it from a legal perspective, unless there's some law in the books in Spokane I don't know about, until the dude started to get sexually inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. Slip that.
That's the part.
You said that part like three quarters of the way down the story. Yeah. I feel like that needs
to be... Well, that's where it was in the story.
I feel like that needs to be bumped up a little higher.
Yeah, I think you should shut up.
Okay.
Now you're telling me, after all, who are we going after the grammar here? Now you're going after the structure of the story.
Well, if we're going to talk about the illegal sense of it, let's start with that.
A Walgreens pharmacist who is based out of East Wenatchee ended up getting fired after issuing fraudulent vaccination cards. That's what we know as a fact. There are some disputed elements of the story, depending on which outlet you go to. Sorry to inadvertently turn this into bashing Eastern Washington media outlets, local outlets. But this is what Krem TV says. At least two first responders went to the pharmacist to obtain vaccine cards without receiving a shot. The pharmacist allegedly emptied doses of the vaccine in the trash before signing the cards. Now, the phrasing of that makes me think that the firefighters, or they said first responders, I don't know why I thought it was firefighters, but it was first responders who went in knowingly to scam the system because they didn't want to get vaccinated. That was my guess, based on that sentence, right?
Sure, yeah.
This is what KHQ Television says. Two first responders in the area alerted Chelan County Health District officials to the pharmacist's actions. Now, they don't say, is it the same two? Is it just a coincidence, like these two who scammed the place to get the vaccine card just happened to talk to one person each who also were first responders who then alerted? Like, it's confusing. Were they in on it or not? If they were not in on it, why would they tell anybody?
What if it was a sting operation?
But that's not what it says.
What if the
story is fake? How about that?
Well, it's not.
Okay, well, what if it was?
I mean...
What if questions are stupid? They don't mean anything. Well, there's
a possibility it could be a sting.
What if this is an elaborate scheme to go after someone higher than the pharmacist? And this is how they're doing it. And now that the pharmacist, they're going to throw in jail. I'm not going to jail, but in my world, they throw him in jail. But it's all a cover.
Oh, what,
actually,
if they go to jail?
This pharmacist has been a deep undercover DEA agent who's been working as a pharmacist for 7 years to get in deep. Wow. With Big Pharma.
Big Pharma. I still think the sting operation is on the table.
Who's the one who ratted out the pharmacist? Again, this is wrong. You shouldn't do it. Shame on you. Whatever. But was this just a sloppy pharmacist who thought that the first responders who were coming in, maybe she or he listens to this podcast, heard all the first responders coming out on the show and saying, I don't want to lose my job. This is ridiculous. Maybe she thought that these were reluctant and she just proactively decided, first responders, no less, I'm just not going to give you the shot and I'll give you the vaccine card.
I mean, maybe they accidentally used a code word that, like, she's been doing the vaccine fake cards for a while now. And there's a code word, like, remember that drug bust story that went national, like, 10 years ago with the drug dealer at Burger King? You ordered fries, extra crispy, he'd slip a dime bag of weed into your bag, and then you'd pay him an extra $10 at the window.
Does that work?
I mean, the guy got caught because some random family wanted their fries actually extra crispy, and then they were upset when they found marijuana in their bag.
But even then, why are you that upset? Just throw it away. What do you care? I'm kidding.
But so what, this pharmacist, you know, had a code word, and these healthcare workers accidentally used it. And then she was like, oh, they're cool.
Like, if you go up to the counter, because you know how some people want to cheat and pay for other items?
Yeah.
Not just whatever they're getting at the pharmacist. That's how you get out of that long line.
Of course.
I'm already here. I might as well. But the code, it wasn't a code word. It was like a product. It was Mike and Ike's. And they both happen to bring up their Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, exactly. And then she knows that they want the fake vaccine.
It was the very specific Mike and Ike's, not the original flavor. Because she was all like, well, people like Mike and Ike's is a very popular candy here.
Yeah, like the tropical ones that have like the blue flavor and stuff.
What's the one with the black licorice inside? That's not Mike and Ike's, is it?
No.
What is that? That's what I want.
I don't know. I hate black licorice. No. Stop.
I don't see color.
It's always back to food with you.
Yeah, this is surprising. The one thing you've never actually liked.
Oh, how the turntables.
What are those candies called? Send me a text, 1-800-465-8770. No, dummy. Hot tamales. Do you know what a hot tamale is? Is that black licorice in the middle?
No, I'm pretty sure there's a box of hot tamales that comes with black licorice.
It's good and plenty? Is that what it is? It's purple. It's pink or white coating around black licorice. God, that's good.
Sounds awful.
Okay, do I have a 30-10 weight loss for life ad? Because that's why.
Yeah, you do.
That's why I have to do that, because of the good. And I think it's good and plenty. Welcome back to the Jason Rantz Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I sure do appreciate it. And send me a text at 1-800-465-8770. I won't respond, but I will read it. Sometimes I'll respond.
Why won't you respond?
Because my responses are usually snarky, and I'm not doing it on purpose. Sometimes I do it on purpose. That's a lie. But I'm usually not doing it on purpose. That's just my personality via text message.
It's probably not good for the brand.
Well, that's why I don't do it.
Too snarky.
Yeah, that's why. Because these are fans. Obviously, I don't want to be. Well, some of them I don't like, and they know who they are because I tell them I don't like you. And if you've never gotten that text from me, just assume all my snark is just as a joke.
Well,
but
no,
if I tell you
flatly,
say, I don't like you, then that I'm being legit. Except sometimes I'm joking when I say, yeah, see, I'm not going to.
They're going to see you in public, and they're going to say, oh, Jason, your snark is so funny, but then you're going to give them real snark.
I know. They don't get it. They're like, oh, I like how you pretend to not like when people want to touch you and give you high fives and stuff, even though you talk about how gross it is when you think about what's on other people's hands, because you know we work with Peyton, you know he doesn't wash his hands for anything. Like, yeah, it's so funny as they're shaking my hand and then putting their fingers in my nose and stuff. Like, we don't need to do that. You can just say hello. I appreciate it.
Don't expect a reply.
Except if you ever see me with someone, whether it's a friend or a date or you can't tell, doesn't matter, especially if it's like the bosses around me, that's when you're all like, oh my God, that is, I am such a huge fan.
That's the time to crank it up?
That's the only time to do it. If I'm alone, don't.
Don't talk.
It makes me uncomfortable. It makes me uncomfortable. I'm sorry. And I don't mean it in a mean way. That's just my personality. On TV, on radio, if I'm being filmed for something, I turn on, right? I get it. If I'm doing a speech, I got a personality. When I'm alone, I am without said personality.
The rule in high school used to be if you saw somebody with headphones in, don't approach them. So keep headphones in from now on.
Even when I have headphones on, sometimes people shout at me. Sometimes, though, in a threatening way. And that's really what this is about. I always assume when someone says, are you Jason? You're going to stab me. It's some like Antifa thug who's going to just use a homemade shiv and just put it right. See this spork? Now you don't. And then he puts it in my eye.
Be a good story. And then you get demon eye back.
Yeah, that's true.
Double win.
Let's not do that again. I have to go in for my next eye appointment next week. And my eye issue, I think, is returning.
Well, because you started drinking caffeine again. I've seen you with Red Bulls.
I'm going to cut out the caffeine again and see if that helps. He told me I didn't have to cut it out.
Was it getting better before you went back to the caffeine?
And so, yes. And so now I'm going to have, but I can't tell if it's getting better or worse because my vision might be getting better and I just might be more aware of the small. It's definitely not as bad as it was. I'm saying I think it might be coming back slowly. Even though he told me that it was a chance that this little, for people who aren't super fans of the show, shame on you. But I talked about how I was starting to lose my vision in my left eye. And it basically looked like I was looking through a droplet of water. Like lines were blurred and off center. It was just very odd. And he told me at the time, this may not go away. And we can treat it and we'll try to make it so it doesn't get worse. That was the goal. But if we're lucky, it'll shrink and shrink and shrink and continue to shrink. So that included some injections into my eyeball, right into the eyeball. And it sounds worse than it actually is. Like in your head, you have to get over it. But you don't feel anything because they numb your eye completely. It's a very weird feeling. I didn't get any breakage of a vein because he does. You can't tell if you're going to hit a vein when you're talking about the eye. I didn't suffer. It wasn't even red the first two times or three times. But that last time, man, right before going on vacation, seeing people I've never actually met from Fox News because everything is remote.
8 Fox News hits in 7 days.
He definitely was more than that, and he definitely hit a vein, and that was demon eye. And I went back actually this past weekend, and because I was cleaning up some files on my computer, and I found some of the video. Oh my God!
No, when, it was bad.
You know what? God bless the producers at Fox. I was like, "Is this bad?" Like, no, you can barely tell. They lied to me, but I appreciate it. That's a good lie.